Hey everybody, Arctic Host here, and today we're going to talk about our four different Linux VPS packages. Currently we offer four packages, all with SSD storage, with a range of different CPU cores, memory, storage size, and then network speed, which you can check out at the website there. And today, really I just want to talk about the Linux packages and how they're kind of different. So you can get your website started with one of our award-winning cheap Linux VPS packages. Every single VPS is actually hosted at a world-class data center in West Chicago, Illinois. This data center features redundant power configuration, so that's A and B power for maximum reliability. And finally, we've made sure to make our network paths as redundant and reliable as possible. We don't use low-quality network gear. Everything is Cisco network gear, data center class. We don't skip out on servers. We own all the hardware, servers, and storage. And you know, we understand that not everybody is going to be a Linux guru. So our support staff is here 24/7 to provide your servers with expert care. And then do note, however, that these servers are semi-managed, which means that we expect you to manage the majority of it. However, we're here to help install scripts and troubleshoot things. Okay? And then our hosting solutions are different from the rest, which we've explained before. Our other providers don't provide the same level of data integrity. Most providers offer something like local RAID configuration, which is just redundancy of disks at the local storage level without really backing up your VPS. At Arctic Host, we back up all virtual private servers, and all virtual private servers remain on storage area network appliances. So that is really top tier and the best way to keep your data safe. And with regards to the operating systems of the virtual servers, we offer almost all major Linux distributions. CentOS, which is a clone of Red Hat Enterprise Linux, that's probably the most popular one. And then we also offer different versions of Ubuntu, Debian, and then SUSE Linux and Fedora.